Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another session of Read the Word in the majestic Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy. You know, it's pretty interesting how God has taken us all along this journey. I feel like the children of Israel. God said, I've been with you all through this journey. But what a time we've been having learning from the Word of God. And as I have said it over and over, I call it the majestic Word of God, because this Word is so correlated to itself that it's mixed in. It's correlated in Genesis to Revelation, everywhere in between. But it's because the Holy Spirit of God is the author. And he's the same Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you right now, lives on the inside of me, Romans 8:11. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of your mortal body, giving you life. That is the greatest force of a miracle you'll ever receive, is God Almighty in the flesh, by the Spirit, living on the inside of you. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I know the love of Christ passes all knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And amen and amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 11. Love and obedience is rewarded. This is a very interesting set of verses out of the Old Testament. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arms, his signs, and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land. What he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. Verse 5, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of Israel. Verse 7, but your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he did. What is God saying to these children of those who died in the wilderness? He's saying to them, now you guys have seen this with your own eyes, even as children. And now you're 40 years old. And I'm reminding you of it And that's what the Father is always saying to you and I. Remember what I have done for you. And that remembrance will be a blessing to you. Verse number 8. Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong, bless the land which you cross over to possess, that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10, for the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. Now, I'm going to stop right there on that. Water that by foot is they had learned how to do irrigation, and they would walk along and their foot would flip open a lever that would bring water out of the Nile, go in and irrigate all of the gardens and the garden, big garden ranches for the king of Egypt. And so they watered it by their foot. That's literally what that is talking about right there. Isn't that interesting? Let's keep reading. Verse 11. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my command, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. You see that in Joel chapter 2, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand. Then they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. There's the answer for every one of our lives right there. Verse 20, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like days of heaven on the earth. Wow. Right there in God's black and white pages, like days of heaven on earth is what our Father wants for you and me. Verse 22. For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his way, to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you and will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he said to you. I think that we fall very short of the dread and the fear. But God's promised that to us while we're conquering any piece of land, anything that he's given us to do. We're not to be the ones acting afraid. We're supposed to be expecting it from the people that is on the other side. Not afraid, scared to death of you, but in honor and respect of the presence of God in our lives. Here we go, verse 26. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods, which you have not known. Now it shall be when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Isn't that an interesting statement? Are they not on the other side of Jordan toward the setting sun in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal beside the terebinth trees of Moreh? Verse 31, for you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you, and you will possess it and dwell in it. And you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. Deuteronomy chapter 12. That was a chapter of blessing for obedience. Now a prescribed place of worship. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord your God of your fathers is giving you to possess. All the days that you live on the earth, you shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess serve their gods, on high mountains and on hills and under every green tree. You shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, burn down their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things. Verse 5, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all of your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place. And there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifice, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. There you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your households in which the Lord your God has blessed you with. I like that. Eat before the Lord. God loves to eat. 8, you shall not at all do as we're doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For as yet you have not come to rest and the inheritance which the Lord your God has given you. Verse 10, but when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, all your choice offerings, which you vow to the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, the Levite who's within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer burnt offerings in every place that you see. But in the place which the Lord chooses, in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Verse 15, however, you may slaughter and eat meat within all your gates, whatever your heart desires, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, of the gazelle and the deer alike. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it on the earth like water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or your new wine, or your oil. Isn't that interesting? You can't eat the tithe of your grain. I got to study that. It's a new thing to me right now. Here we go. Or any of your offerings which you vow, or your free will offerings, or the heave offering of your hand. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses, and your sons and your daughters, your male servant, your female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hands. He's pretty serious about that rejoicing part, isn't he? Verse 8:19, take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God enlarges your border as he promised you, and you say, let me eat meat because you long to eat meat, you may eat as much meat as your heart desires. If the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, then you may slaughter from your herd and from your flock, which the Lord has given you, just as I commanded you, and you may eat within your gate as much as your heart desires, just as the gazelle and the deer are eaten. So you may eat them, the unclean and the clean alike may eat them. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life within the meat. You shall not eat it, you shall pour it on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and your children after you, when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Only the holy things which you have and your vowed offerings you shall take and go to the place which the Lord chooses. You shall offer your burnt offerings, the meat and blood on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on the altar of your God, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. It reminds me of Isaiah chapter 1, where he said, when you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. And Brother Hagin said, this one time it wasn't happening. He's like, all right, what is it? And God said, well, you're willing. You're not very obedient. Or did he say it the other way? You're obedient and not very willing. And he said, well, I can change the willing in a matter of seconds if you're promising me the good of the land. Why? Because it's a heart issue. And you and I can change our mind in a matter of seconds. Verse 29. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Wow. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. And that's on the last page of your Bible in the book of Revelation. Chapter 13. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you signs and wonders, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. You know, as soon as you learn how wonderful our Father is, it's not difficult to hold on to him, is it? Not at all. But the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he's spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. Wow. So you shall put away the evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, the son of your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you or far off from you, from one end of the earth or the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him or her, or listen to him or her, nor shall your eye pity them, nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. You shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. Let me remind you, God isn't asking you to kill any person. In the Old Testament, they killed people. In the New Testament, we get rid of people out of our life who are doing that. God doesn't give you and I permission to go kill a people and wipe out a whole nation. That's not our task in this day that we live. Verse 12, if you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligent. And if it is indeed true, and contain that such an abomination was committed among you, you shall utterly strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it and all that's in it, and its livestock with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all its plunder in the middle of the street, and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder for the Lord your God. It shall be a heap forever, and it shall not be built again. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you and multiply, just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, how in the world does that have anything to do with the day that we live in? Well, I'm going to turn there, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and then I'm going to put a link in the video so you can go right to a link that teaches this whole message. In the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves and have a form of godliness, but deny its power. Paul said, from such people turn away. He didn't say stone them. That's what God said in the Old Testament. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth, and they will progress no farther, for their folly will be seen as what it really is. We taught a message on this on Sunday. I'll put the link right in at this point in the video so that you have the ability to go in and click on that link and study this, because God didn't tell you and I to go kill a whole people like he did in the Old Testament. They couldn't get rid of the devil, but you and I can bind the devil in our day, and that is what we're supposed to be doing. Serious words from God, yeah, very serious. And yet a loving father saying, come on, I'm showing you everything you need to do to walk with me every day. And when we walk with him, we are filled with life, and we are filled with joy, and we are filled with peace. Aren't you glad? Pray the prayer of salvation with me. We want to make sure everybody that's with us today is born again. You pray this prayer, mean it from the depths of your heart. The next 60 seconds, you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life
every day.
In every area.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
And John chapter 3.
And John chapter 3.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
And perish. I thank you for it.
And
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And rose again on the third day.
And rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your
grace. All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
Pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. You might say, wow, Pastor, what just happened to me? What just happened is you just went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Jesus, the light of the world, came in you. You ask him. The author and finisher of your faith, Jesus, just came in. You ask him. And Jesus, when he comes in, brings all of his righteousness, which gives you power to overcome sin in your life. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to you, ever. Some of you are still experiencing it in your being. I do every time we pray the prayer. I love it. I love leading you in it. This is your first step. Every day, just pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, help me walk with you in every part of my life. And when you pray that prayer, God will help you walk with him. He is the God of all heaven and all of earth, and he does not fail. And so I encourage you, you can trust him. Now, put my email address and the websites right in the notes of this program. Any way we can be a blessing to you. And for those of you that just prayed the prayer tonight, I have over 600 videos that can help you learn how to walk with God. And very simple, very light and easy educational process, an open format, people asking questions, growing and developing in God. Now, there's blue timestamps in the comments and in the notes. Go to them, click on them, and say, oh, yeah, I remember that part. Maybe you want to hit it two or three times. If you do, it just I'm going to say it again and say it again. You can cause to say it however many times you want. Just click that blue timestamp again. And that'll be a blessing. And then we remind you, we are a listener-supported ministry. So any seed the Father would give you to sow, large or small, like we said the one night, even a big ship. I don't know what I'd do with it, but he'd give me an assignment on something. We'll go feed the world or do something with it. The idea is this. We want to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. So, got to run till we see you again. This is what we say. Remember this,
we love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you again tomorrow morning. Watch for the links inside the comments in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be around the world, we can see that we have many listeners in many different nations. And we want to be a blessing to you and to your family. And all around the world, I encourage you to learn this prayer that we just prayed, where you say, Jesus, I receive you into my life. Fill me with all of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness. Learn to make that prayer and lead people in it, because as soon as you do, they will be born again and they will be filled with the presence of Almighty God. Europe is a mess right now. The whole world's in a mess right now. And so no matter where you may be around the world, know this, our God is with you every single day of your life, and he's helping you where you are. Lead everybody you know to Jesus, because time is short. Jesus is coming soon in the clouds to get you and I, and we'll meet him in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I love it. Paul said, comfort one another with these words. We'll soon be done. And until then, join with us as we reap every soul we can reap in Jesus' mighty name. Now, during the prayer of salvation, we say, fill me with your Holy Spirit. You know what's cool about that? There's nothing I can do to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He fills you. You have a desire for him, and he comes and fills you. Just say it every day. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then just keep saying it all day long. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. You watch. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray in our heavenly language a little bit. Shombanda deva la masa tikiri bonte kama. Ando le manista pada randa deva la kiri de barabando modekiste pa. Endo lada da simene barabando kudibadukata. Enda lasa de bonde bere balando bodekashtakati monoba. Domba la side de beribonde de mashakate. Onda la rasando bede bele balada de liberasuki. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit of God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, until we see you again, remember this. My email address is there. Send me an email and say, Pastor, help me walk with God. And I will in Jesus' mighty name. See you again soon. May God richly bless you.